Hi there. The word for you today is on the call to leadership. In Matthew 28, verse 20, we read the words, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." Those are the words of Jesus. Look, if God has called you to be a teacher in the church, here are three principles you need to live by, okay? Number one, before you try to feed others, learn to feed yourself. Don't just go to the Bible to get something to say. Go for something to eat. Jeremiah 15:16, "Thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." People know when you're saying things that are not a reality in your own life. It's what Dr. John Maxwell refers to as the law of the lid. You see, nothing rises higher than its leadership. Number two, you've got to love people, but don't cling to them. Let me say that again. You've got to love people, but don't cling to them. You see, they're God's people, not yours. Your assignment to them is for a reason and for a season. And when it's complete, you must release them into God's care. Then get a life and center it on Christ. And the third thing about being a leader is, truth is timeless, but methods are temporary, and that is so important for a teacher to remember. What got you to where you are won't necessarily get you to where you need to be. You see, be called means you'll always be moving from something towards something. And if what you're doing isn't working, seek God for fresh instructions. If your goal is just to fit comfortably within the framework of where you started and make no waves, you'll never enjoy what God has for you up the road. You see, you can't pray for growth and yet resist change. Do you know why Jesus healed blind people in different ways? Never did it the same twice. You know why that was? So we'd never be able to say, "This is the only way." Acknowledging that keeps you sharp, keeps you humble, and keeps you credible as a leader and as a teacher.